really think that any kind of musical show isn't complete without music, some music, something by George Gershwin.
Fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all a quiver. A fascinating rhythm, the neighbors want to know why I'm always shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I awake with the sun to find that night no work has been done. I know that once it didn't matter, but now you're doing wrong when you start to patter. I'm so unhappy. Oh, won't you take the day off, decide to roll along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm. Fascinating rhythm. Fascinating rhythm. Stop picking on me. Stop picking on me. Stop picking on me.
And that was Vic Damone with the song Fascinating Rhythm. And for those of you who are still tuned in from the excellent jazz show, the same name that airs here on UMFM from 10 to noon, this is actually Amanda Stefaniak from Mondo Hollywood, and not Ray Alexander with an extended episode of his great show. And today I thought it'd be fun to play that wonderful live version of the George Gershwin song in tribute to the composer who was born on September 26, 1898. And in this next hour, let's take a chronological walk through his career, which began officially at the age of 17, but ended much too quickly at age 38 during the writing of the film score for The Golden Follies in 1937. While still in his teens, Gershwin worked as a rehearsal pianist while working on his own material. And his first big hit was in 1919 with Swanee, made popular by Al Jolson. And we'll hear The Temptations with a live version of that song recorded at the Copa in 1968. But let's begin the set by listening to the first song Gershwin sold at 17. Here's Dick Van Dyke with When You Want 'Em, You Can't Get 'Em, and When You've Got 'Em, You Don't Want 'Em.
When you want 'em, you can't get 'em. When you've got 'em, you don't want 'em. All the wise men try to dope it out, but it seems they're always left in doubt. When you get 'em, then you pet 'em. When you lose 'em, you forget 'em. At certain times, you have too many. And lots of other times you haven't got any. When you want them, you can't get them. When you got them, you don't want them. You're never satisfied at all.
When you want them,
when you want them,
you can't get them.
You can't get them.
When you got them,
when you got them,
you don't want them.
You don't want them.
All the wise men try to dope it out, but it seems they're always left in doubt.
When you get 'em,
when you get 'em,
then you pet 'em,
then you pet 'em.
When you lose 'em,
when you lose 'em,
you forget 'em,
you forget 'em.
At certain times you have too many.
And lots of other times you haven't got any.
When you want 'em, you can't get 'em. When you got 'em, you don't want 'em. You're never satisfied at all. Oh,
oh no.
No.
When you want them, you can't get them.
When you got them, you don't want them.
You're never satisfied at all.
You know, people often ask us our opinions of songs and songwriters of today. A little bit more, please. And in my opinion, the imagination of today's songwriter is greater than ever before. The most remarkable thing is how they're able to capture and express the feeling and mood of circumstances that surround them. Now we find that much of this was true with many of our early American composers, such as Gershwin and Foster, who wrote about the natural life of people and things that they saw and loved. Now the late Al Jolson convinced the world that the composer of this song lived and meant every word he wrote when he said, I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real. Near you I long to be.
The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's strumming soft and low. Yearning for me too,
Swanee, you're calling me.
Melvin, I don't see nothing.
Steamboats are coming. Steamboats are coming. Just for me. Just for me. Just for me. Just for me.
Do that.
from a 1945 recording of Rhapsody in Blue, that was Oscar Levant on piano with Eugene Ormandy conducting the Philadelphia Orchestra. And you're listening to Mondo Hollywood's birthday tribute to George Gershwin on 101.5 FM. While Rhapsody in Blue was written in 1924, and in a very impressive 3 weeks to boot, it was also the year that Gershwin first collaborated with his brother Ira as a lyricist on a Broadway show. And in this next set, we'll hear music from that part of his career up until 1935 when he left New York for Hollywood. In 1927, Fred Astaire and his sister Adele appeared in the original stage production of Funny Face, but 30 years later, Fred starred in the movie of the same name alongside Audrey Hepburn. And while the songs remained mostly the same, the plots were completely different. Not only did the musical introduce the titular song, but also Swonderful and He Loves and She Loves, which we will hear Astaire singing from the 1957 film. But when it was performed on stage, it was actually by his sister and her leading man in the show, Canadian-born Alan Kearns.
He loves and she loves and they love, so why can't you love and I love too? Birds love and bees love and whispering trees love, and that's what we both should do. I always knew someday you'd come along. We'll make a twosome that just can't go wrong, darling. He loves and she loves and they love, so won't you love me as I love you? Thank you.
Tell me dreams come true. Just try it and I'll start a riot. Beatrice Fairfax, don't you dare ever tell me he will care. I'm certain it's the final curtain. I never wanna hear from any cheerful Pollyannas who tell you fate supplies a mate. It's all bananas. They're writing songs of love, but not for me. A lucky star's above, but not for me. With love to lead the way, I found clouds of gray than any Russian play could guarantee. I was a fool to fall and get that way. A day. Although I can't dismiss the memory of his kiss, I guess he's not. not for me. No Pollyannas, it's just bananas. Oh no, he'll never ever be for me.
You think we could get through a week of show tunes without once running into George Gershwin? Well, impossible. From Porgy and Bess, here's my answer.
It ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. The things that you're liable to read in the Bible ain't necessarily so. Oh, little David was small, but oh my. Little David was small, but oh my. He fought big Goliath, who laid down and died. Little David might have been small, but oh my. Now it ain't necessarily so. It ain't necessarily so. They tell all you chillin' that the devil, he's a villain, but it ain't necessarily so.
I love you, Porgy, don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me. Drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever, and I'll be so glad. I love you, Porgy, don't let him take me. Someday I know he's coming back to call me. He's gonna handle me and hold me so. It's gonna be like dying, Porgy, when he calls me. Got my man.
listening to Mondo Hollywood today on UMFM. Let's end today's episode dedicated to Gershwin with the last years of his life spent in Hollywood. After Porgy and Bess closed on Broadway, the composer moved from New York to Hollywood to work on 1937's Shall We Dance, starring the now-famous team of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. And for that movie alone, George and Ira created a couple of legendary songs, including They All Laughed, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off, and They Can't Take That Away From Me. But they still somehow managed to lose the Oscar for Best Song to Bing Crosby's Sweet Leilani. It was only 3 months after the release of that movie when Gershwin, who had begun to suffer from headaches and blackouts, collapsed while working on the score of the Goldwyn Follies. He was rushed to the hospital, where it was discovered he had a brain tumor. An operation wasn't successful, and he died on July 11, 1937. After his death, his brother Ira wrote lyrics to some tunes he found in George's notebooks, creating new songs, including one for the 1947 film The Shocking Miss Pilgrim. And we'll end today's show with Aren't You Kinda Glad We Did, sung by Betty Grable and Dick Hames. And the song that Gershwin was working on the time of his death was Love Is Here to Stay. And we'll hear Gene Kelly with his version from the All Gershwin musical An American Paris from 1951. And Peg Lucentra will sing The Man I Love from the 1947 movie of the same name, which was originally written for the Gershwin's first 1924 musical, Lady Be Good. And Lucentra's cover was recorded as the singing voice of Ida Lupino in that movie, which also inspired Martin Scorsese's New York, New York. And thanks again for listening to Mondo Hollywood on UMFM. I hope you can join us again next week for another hour of curated music. Until then, stay safe, and here's Sam Cooke with a song written for Shall We Dance.
You say either, and I say either. You say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, neither, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. You like potatoes, and I like potatoes. You like tomatoes, and I like tomatoes. Potatoes, potatoes, tomatoes, tomatoes. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So you wear pajamas, and I wear pajamas. I wear pajamas and give up pajamas. And for we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off all we need. Better call the whole thing off. And cancel the oysters. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off all we need. Better call the whole thing off.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. We're going along. Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay.
Loves me, I wonder who, I wonder. wonder who he can be. Somebody needs me, I wish I knew. Who he can be worries me. For every boy that passes by I shout, hey, maybe you were meant to be my loving baby. Maybe somebody loves me, loves me. I wonder who. Maybe, baby. Oh, baby, maybe it's you.
Disregard convention, it was just an impulse. it had to be obeyed. Beacon Hill behavior we've been scorning,
but I'll not go in mourning, though my reputation is blemished, I'm afraid. What's done is done,
but wasn't and isn't it fun? Honestly, I thought you wouldn't. Naturally, you thought you couldn't. And probably we shouldn't. But aren't you kind of glad we did? Actually, it all was blameless.
Of course it was.
Nevertheless, they'll call it shameless,
I suppose.
So the lady shall be nameless.
Thank you.
But aren't you kind of glad we did? Socially, you'll be an outcast. Obviously, we dined alone. On your good name, there will be doubt cast.
With never a sign of any chaperone.
No matter how they may construe it,
it'll be the wrong way.
Whether or not we have to rue it,
we will.
Whatever made us do it, say, aren't you kinda glad we did?
Honestly, I thought I wouldn't.
But you did.
Naturally, I thought I couldn't. And probably I shouldn't.
But aren't you kind of glad we did? The community will call me Viper.
The opportunity should have been riper.
We'll have to pay the piper. But what we did, we're glad we did.
Supper was quite above suspicion. Milk in the glasses when they clink.
Listening to a tired musician.
But what is it Mr. Packard's going to think?
That I'm a rounder, a bounder, a cad, a Boston blighter.
And you are, too. You shouldn't be seen alone with your typewriter.
Oh, let's turn to something brighter.
Whatever we did, we're glad.